This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
I'm World Lutheran News Digest host Kip Allen. The controversy about Planned Parenthood selling the organs of aborted babies resulted from undercover videos from the Center for Medical Progress. The videos revealed Planned Parenthood officials discussing the price of baby parts over lunch of salad and wine to a description of the dissection of a live fetus with a beating heart. Millions of people were outraged by the revelations of the tax-supported organization. However, Planned Parenthood, parts of the media, organizations such as the National Abortion Rights Action League, and individuals are attempting to make the story about CMP tactics rather than about the selling of baby parts. The story claiming that the undercover videos are unethical at best and criminal at worst. Ironically, some of the very organizations such as the National Abortion Rights Action League themselves used undercover tactics in an attempt to smear pro-life pregnancy centers. I discussed this issue with Alyssa Groves, a litigation counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom.
And now today's Fast Track.
Here's news in brief of interest to Lutherans worldwide. Local church and community members celebrated during the dedication of a pro-life pregnancy and women's health resource center in Creston, Iowa on August the 15th. This was a result of community efforts to repurpose a former Planned Parenthood facility known for conducting controversial telemedicine webcam abortions. Until Planned Parenthood announced the closing of its Creston satellite clinic last year, local women experiencing unplanned pregnancies were offered controversial telemedicine abortions there. The process, also called webcam abortion, involves a doctor seeing the patient only by remote video teleconference. If the patient agrees, the doctor remotely dispenses two abortion medications. The first medication, reportedly the abortion pill, RU486, must be taken by the patient during the video teleconference. The second medication is taken by the patient later, even at home, after which the aborted baby is delivered. The repurposed crisis pregnancy center's free services include pregnancy tests, sexually transmitted disease infection testing and treatment, abortion recovery support, fatherhood support, healthy relationship education, education on abortion risks and procedures, parenting and adoption, community referrals, and limited ultrasound. All services are provided in a non-judgmental atmosphere. People nationwide are protesting against Planned Parenthood on a National Day of Prayer for Life on August 22nd. The protests are in wake of a series of undercover videos by the Center for Medical Progress that reveal Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling organs of aborted babies. The latest video released by the CMP features former STEM Express employee Holly O'Donnell describing how she witnessed what happened to a little boy fetus delivered at Planned Parenthood's clinic. The baby's heart was still beating as a worker cut through the baby's face from chin to forehead to harvest its brain. O'Donnell said she couldn't find words to describe what it felt like, but a letter released by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod reads, "But we as a church can. It feels like it is evil." Calling it genocide, the LCMS says, "We can no longer claim we didn't know," an excuse used by many Germans at the end of World War II when asked about the Holocaust. For more information, check out lcms.org or the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Facebook page. World Lutheran News Digest will be back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Pastor William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship. Jesus said some hard things in John 6, and lots of his disciples turned away and stopped following him. He asked the 12 if they wanted to go too. Peter responded for them all, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, those are the words your Jesus has for you. Join me for the next broadcast of Thy Strong Word, 11 a.m. Central on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, Sunday at 9:15 a.m. right here on KFUO Radio. Each week I have the privilege of producing a quarter hour of message, music, and prayer blended together to fit a special theme for that day. You'll hear messages of hope and complete confidence in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You'll hear choirs and instrumentals to support the message as well. So I invite you to join me. That's Moments of Assurance, Sunday morning at 9:15 a.m.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Hehe Wilongasi Lutheran Fahawa.
I'm Kip Allen with World Lutheran News Digest. With me today is Alyssa Graves, who's an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Alyssa, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and about your organization?
I'm litigation counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom for the Life Team. So I engage in a lot of pro-life work, assisting pregnancy centers. Alliance Defending Freedom advocates for the sanctity of life, marriage and family, and religious liberty.
We've seen a series of horrific videos that have been released by the Center for Medical Progress showing what appears to be officials of Planned Parenthood bargaining the sale of baby organs. Could you tell me how these videos were obtained and why there seems to be a controversy about how they were obtained?
The Center for Medical Progress created a corporation, Biomax Procurement Services, and posed as a tissue procurement agency so that it could speak with officials of Planned Parenthood and related entities to get information about their alleged fetal tissue donation program. So it went undercover. It recorded conversations within Planned Parenthood with other Planned Parenthood officials discussing their fetal tissue donation program. And what it uncovered was actually that Planned Parenthood is engaging in the sale of fetal organs. And it exposed the sale of organs with release of these undercover videos.
My understanding is that it is illegal for them to recover their cost, but they cannot sell these organs for profit. This is one of the issues. Is that correct?
Correct. Under federal law, you can recover costs for fetal tissue donation, but you cannot profit off the sale of fetal organs.
And there's some dispute as to whether or not they are profiting. I understand that Planned Parenthood is claiming that they're not, but they've obviously been negotiating prices in the videos that I've seen. That strikes me as very, very close to illegal.
Yes, Planned Parenthood says they only recover costs, but in further investigation, they seem to be discussing things that go far above the cost of preparing these fetal organs for shipment. In fact, in one affiliate in Texas, Abby Johnson, a former clinic director, testified that the Gulf Coast affiliate, which was on one of the videos, was actually getting $120,000 per month for fetal tissue donation, which seems to be far more than costs.
Now, the proponents for abortion, Planned Parenthood, National Abortion Rights Action League, have actually attacked the messenger in this case, the Center for Medical Progress. What is their argument? Why are they saying that this is illegal, immoral, or whatever they have done with these undercover videos?
Many abortion supporters, including NARAL, Pro-Choice America, were outraged over the tactics used, this undercover video posing as a legitimate corporation in order to deceive Planned Parenthood officials and others, and then releasing this information to the public. They said that these were deceptive tactics, that the videos were deceptively edited, and that they could not be trusted.
Now, my understanding also is that the group has actually posted the entire unedited versions of these as well. Virtually anything you see on news or radio is going to be edited for sound, for anything for style to time. That's not necessarily to distort its meaning. But this seems to be what they're saying, is that the edits were distorted. Yet anyone can look at the entire video and see that the gist of it is quite correct.
That's correct. These videos were released both. They had the edited versions, and then you could access the full-length, several-hour versions on the Center for Medical Progress website almost simultaneously when the edited version was released to the public.
And so far as I've been able to see in the videos that I have observed, there was no altering of the intent. These people actually said these things.
These people engaged in the words that they said. There was no changing what exactly came out of their mouths. And what was said on both the edited and the unedited video was that they engage in fetal organ purchases for profit.
Something in an article that you'd written that struck me as somewhat hypocritical on the part of the abortion industry is that groups like National Abortion Rights Action League have actually employed the same tactics themselves and have been applauded by groups for that.
NARAL and its allies regularly conduct these sting operations where they send women into pro-life pregnancy centers in order to obtain services. These women pose as pregnant women. They will usually have pregnancy-positive urine with them so that they can get an ultrasound from the facility. And then in doing this, they will get all the services that are available to them, counseling, ultrasound, material goods, and then they will obtain documents, audio, and sometimes video while inside these centers. They then release these state-specific NARAL reports saying that these centers are fake health clinics and calling for their regulation by state legislatures.
But these centers actually do provide a great deal of services, everything from diapers to prenatal care. Nothing that's going on that I've been able to determine that is either illegal or deceptive.
NARAL found these pregnancy centers were just engaging in discussing their pro-life organizational beliefs. They were caught speaking to women candidly about abortion and its potential psychological effects on women who undergo an abortion, and offering women kind words while they're experiencing this very trying time in their life, and providing material goods such as diapers, clothes, and formula. All of these services were offered free of charge as well.
One of the things I've read on the pro-abortion side is that they have railed against the idea that there's any kind of regret on the part of women who have undergone abortion. Yet I have heard story after story of women who have carried burdens of guilt for many, many years. And this is one of the things that NARAL was saying is somehow coercive.
They're saying that it's coercive to make women believe that they may have some psychological effects from their abortion, but they are just lying to these women who are undergoing one of the most trying times in their lives. Planned Parenthood is trying to lie to women about the possible psychological effects, and these pregnancy centers are trying to prepare women for a very tough decision.
Also, the pregnancy centers receive no public funding at all. Is that correct?
These organizations generally do not get any public funding. Some are able to bill Medicaid for ultrasounds or things like that, but that is generally not the case. They are largely privately funded.
Unlike Planned Parenthood, where they received, I think, $500 billion, close to half of their budget comes from tax subsidy.
Yes, Planned Parenthood received over $500 million last year alone.
One of the things I have heard from Planned Parenthood supporters are that the tax dollars specifically may not be used for abortion purposes. But doesn't this actually free up other resources that Planned Parenthood has? Doesn't that indirectly support abortion?
Planned Parenthood's argument that taxpayer funding does not go towards abortion is ignoring the fact that money is fungible. By completely funding these other services that Planned Parenthood alleges to provide, Planned Parenthood has a greater capability to provide abortions, which constitutes most of its profit.
And also, doesn't Planned Parenthood, which is a nonprofit organization under the law, do they also make political contributions?
Planned Parenthood does make political contributions. It maintains a political arm of its organization, contributing to candidates that are pro-abortion and will further its interests.
So we've got a situation where tax dollars are going to an organization that uses those same tax dollars or same resources to fund candidates who support their position.
Planned Parenthood cannot be trusted. They have deceived the American taxpayers. They are trying to push their pro-abortion agenda. They've been caught bartering for the sale of fetal organs, as well as manipulating a dangerous procedure and lying to women. The American people should not be forced to fund this corrupt organization.
Is there any indication of a criminal probe? I know that Congress, some of the states are looking into it, and I think Congress has also been making some rumblings in that direction. Are you aware of any criminal probes that are in the works?
Currently, several states and Congress are investigating to see if there's any criminal conduct. Houston, Texas has recently opened a criminal probe into the affiliate there, Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, which was seen on the fifth video dealing with an affiliate talking about bartering of fetal organ purchases and maintaining a profit, and how they manipulated their budget to make it look like there was not a profit. So that investigation in Houston, Texas is ongoing.
So they're actually playing accounting games here.
Yes, they're engaging in much deceptive and potentially criminal behavior across the board.
One thing, in my career as a reporter, I have known that the laws in the states vary from state to state regarding what you may record and what you may not. I think in California, both parties must be aware that they are being recorded. Is that correct?
In California, both parties do have to consent to be recorded. There are certain small exceptions to that law, such as to uncover criminal actions or criminal intent to cause bodily harm to another. So that potentially could apply here as an exception. Other states only require the one party to consent, the party that is actually doing the recording.
I've heard some critics of the Center for Medical Progress saying that they had broken the law in California because the other side was not informed. But what we're saying here is that they are uncovering a criminal act, and therefore that would be an exemption. Is that the defense that's being used now?
There's the potential for an exemption. Like I said, they're under California law. If you are uncovering perhaps a criminal activity leading to violence against another person, which can include a fetus in many jurisdictions, then that would be an exception to the two-party consent rule. And no matter how these videos were obtained, Planned Parenthood's evil has been uncovered here. They've been shown to be bartering for the sale of fetal organs.
And I see where even Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, wants a probe for the Center for Medical Progress. She's outraged, not at Planned Parenthood, but at the people who exposed this.
Many politicians and the political allies of Planned Parenthood are decrying the tactics used by the Center for Medical Progress by doing these undercover recordings and obtaining information under false pretenses. But this is how investigative reporting operates, and they're not investigating Planned Parenthood. They instead want to investigate the center that exposed these misdeeds.
What's the justification on their part?
These politicians believe that Center for Medical Progress has perhaps deceived the IRS with their filings for their tax status of their corporation, or perhaps violating the two-party consent rule in the state of California. Instead, has decried these tactics other than what it has actually uncovered, the illegal activity of Planned Parenthood of making a profit off the sale of fetal organs.
Now, the Center for Medical Progress is continuing to release more videos. I understand that they may have a total of 12. Do we have any idea what further revelations will be coming down the pike?
There will be more videos that go more in depth about how Planned Parenthood engages in the sale of fetal organs. Exactly what, we do not know yet, but I expect we'll know soon with the release of many more videos.
I'd like to go a little bit more into the finances of Planned Parenthood. You said this one group is receiving something like $125,000 a month on fetal tissue?
Yes, the Houston affiliate in Houston, Texas, the Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast, is receiving around $120,000 per month in their fetal tissue donation program, according to the testimony of Abby Johnson, a former clinic director in that affiliate.
What would be the typical cost simply to recoup their expenses, the shipping and the storage?
I'm unaware of the exact cost, but I imagine they would be fairly low, because how these clinics operate is they often have a tissue procurement technician in the office undergoing the procedure. So their cost would really be their office space, because that technician is actually the one procuring the organs, packing them, and shipping them themselves.
So it's really not Planned Parenthood doing that. It's the, they're providing it, but I'm saying that the expense and the cost and the manpower is really coming from outside sources.
It seems that that is so. With the videos that have been shown, they've had employees from STEM Express, for example, which is a tissue procurement company. They are actually in the Planned Parenthood clinic dissecting the child and procuring its organs for sale.
I wonder how people can say this is merely tissue when they're talking about intact organs. It's not a mass of tissue, obviously, if it's a beating heart.
No, it's just a manipulation of language on the part of Planned Parenthood to deny the humanity to these poor babies who are being harvested for their organs.
And Planned Parenthood has also come out against the idea of using ultrasound to show the mother what she is doing, but they use it themselves to make sure that they do the minimum damage to the baby that they're killing.
Ultrasound's a really powerful tool, and that's why Planned Parenthood is against forcing a woman to see an ultrasound before she undergoes an abortion. They themselves do use ultrasound so that they can make sure they have the most intact child so that they can use its organs.
Your organization, the Alliance Defending Freedom, where do you go from here with this horrible situation? What are your plans, your organization's plans?
We are pushing for both Congress and state legislatures to defund Planned Parenthood. We are investigating Planned Parenthood's deceptive actions across the nation, and we are supporting any efforts to bring this evil organization down.
What could be done on the part of the public? What can we do as part of our church? What can the individual do to help you?
The public can raise awareness. Unfortunately, even with all of these videos coming out, the media is largely denying what is happening. They are instead vilifying the Center for Medical Progress and their tactics to receive this information. The mainstream media has all but ignored these videos. So raising public awareness of what a Planned Parenthood is actually doing will go a very long way.
How can we do that? There's programs like ours, for example, but how do we raise the issue among the public?
Social media is a very powerful tool. Speaking out in the public, speaking from the pulpit in our churches is very useful. Speaking to people about pro-life pregnancy centers, becoming a sidewalk counselor outside of abortion clinics, speaking to women who are curious, either who are getting an abortion or getting their services there, their gynecological care, raising awareness in them, those people that we would not otherwise reach.
I really liked your comment about social media. This is really a new phenomenon. The mainstream media is really seeing its grip slipping a bit now with the advent of social media. These tapes that are being released, for example, by the center, they're being released on social media because, as you pointed out, the mainstream media is really not covering it. So there is a reach.
Yes, the social media reach on this issue has been amazing. It has been trending all over Twitter and Facebook. They're really raising awareness. And if you go on the Planned Parenthood social media, instead of seeing people supporting Planned Parenthood, you will largely see people going against Planned Parenthood as a result of these videos, even former supporters of the organization.
Well, I actually read one report from a person who said that she was pro-choice, but she was appalled by the videos. Well, if that doesn't change your mind, what will?
These videos are really showing what Planned Parenthood is really about. Not just that this is products of conception and it's just tissue. They're showing that this is truly a child and that Planned Parenthood is really interested only in padding its bottom line.
I've heard arguments that, well, if the abortion is committed in the first 3 or 4 weeks or even 2 weeks, well, that's one thing. But some of the abortions that they are using and they're dissecting, these are like in the 20 weeks.
Often these abortions are later gestation because that's when you can obtain more intact fetal organs. We saw this in the Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast video where they said they were getting organs from children from 17 to 22 weeks. That is particularly alarming because in the state of Texas, abortions after 20 weeks are illegal, except in some very narrow circumstances. They want the later gestation so as to get the most intact fetal organs.
And we have people like Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, who's running for president now, who actually support abortion on demand at any time, even through the third trimester.
Yes, it's a travesty. They think that you can kill a child up to its moment of birth. It's not a child until it's born. But these videos have really shown the humanity of these poor children who are being harvested for their parts.
Well, there the argument is being made. Well, this is really about women's reproductive rights. This is about women's health.
If this were truly about women's health, Planned Parenthood would be providing comprehensive services to women. They only provide very limited gynecological care and very basic cancer screenings in addition to their abortions.
They do very little in the terms of neonatal care or helping a woman along with her pregnancy.
Research has indicated that it looks like Planned Parenthood has actually eliminated many of their prenatal services, and they inform women often that they cannot provide services if a woman decides to keep her child. They can provide her an abortion, and that's basically it.
But they will not give support to a woman who walks into the Planned Parenthood clinic and says, I'm pregnant, I'm not married, my circumstances are not good, but I want to keep this child. They won't help?
They will generally refer those women out, if at all, but they cannot provide them prenatal care that woman would need. They can only really provide her with an abortion.
Can you tell me how people can get in touch with your organization?
Yes, they can visit the website, www.adflegal.org.
And I've visited that site, and it's certainly very, it has a wealth of information. And there are many other sources as well, including right here at our worldwide KFUO. Alyssa, I want to thank you so much for being on the program, and I want to thank you so much for the work and the efforts that you and the Alliance are doing. May God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me.
World Lutheran News Digest may be heard every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Worldwide KFUO Radio. It may also be heard anytime streaming online at kfuo.org. Join us again next Saturday for another new edition of World Lutheran News Digest. I'm your host, Kip Allen.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at kfuo.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@kfuo.org.